From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today, a high-profile Republican in a visit to North Texas has called for the president's impeachment. And we'll hear what a Republican candidate for governor thinks he's got on his party's frontrunner and on Democrat Wendy Davis. First, we'll turn to health care and our Breakthroughs project. The Centers for Disease Control says one of every 20 patients gets an infection during a hospital stay. KERA's BJ Austin looks at a Fort Worth hospital that's fighting this problem with an ultraviolet light machine that looks like one of Luke Skywalker's sidekicks.
R2-D2, the lovable little droid from Star Wars, helped his colleagues out of many a jam, keeping them safe with his special digital talents. At Texas Health Resources Southwest Fort Worth, a small boxy machine with a round head works daily in the operating rooms, using ultraviolet light to kill potentially dangerous microbes.
We put this in the room, close the door, and it gives a pulsed ultraviolet light that actually essentially ruptures the bacteria and viruses and kills them on the spot.
That's Kathy Rhodes, who's the infection prevention coordinator. She says the hospital bought the $82,000 Xenex machine a year ago.
There was a hospital down in Houston that was using it and was the first in Texas. We were the first in North Texas.
The three-foot-tall machine raises its round head about 2 feet as it turns 360 degrees, emitting the pulses of UV light, doing what's called environmental cleaning.
It's your walls, your floor, your ceilings, your OR lights. It's the equipment that stays in the room, like your radiology equipment, your IV poles, and things like that, that actually stay there. And you can see, looking at our equipment, I mean, how many little gadgets and notches and little tiny crevices there are.
Rhodes says during the last 6 months of 2012, the hospital saw zero hip and colon surgery-related infections, and there was a decline in the six other categories monitored, too. She calls that good progress and says the UV-disinfecting techno-droid was an important part of it. Hospital or healthcare-associated infections aren't just in the operating rooms. They're in patient rooms, too. The Centers for Disease Control estimates more than 2 million people in the U.S. each year get an infection while in the hospital, adding an estimated $15,000 per patient for treatment. Dr. Pranavi Sriramaju at Parkland says a lot of things can cause infection.
It could be a bacteria, it could be a virus, it could be a parasite, it could be a fungus.
The most common infections are bloodstream or so-called central line infections, ventilator-related pneumonia, urinary tract, and surgical site infections. At first, they come on just like any other infection. The doctor says what keeps her up at night is thinking about the antibiotic-resistant infections, like MRSA, and bacteria called BRE and CRE. She says there are only limited ways to treat those. And Kathy Rhodes says those bugs can be transmitted from patient to patient. That's why she's asking for a second ultraviolet machine so patients' rooms can be routinely disinfected, not just the special cases they do now.
So I think it's out there. It's gaining momentum in the community. I think we're going to start seeing more and more of these in use.
In fact, Parkland recently got one of the little cleaners. In Tarrant County, JPS Hospital just completed a study of ultraviolet in the ICU. Officials found a significant decrease in bacteria on surfaces, which means that disinfecting droid might have a pretty good lightsaber. BJ Austin, KERA News.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst sat down with the Tea Party last night as he called for the impeachment of President Barack Obama. The Texas Observer reports Dewhurst told the group's Northeast Tarrant County chapter Obama was trampling on their freedoms. Dewhurst is running for re-election next year. His call for impeachment comes after he lost a bid for U.S. Senate Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz. Dewhurst joins lower-profile Republicans like Blake Farenthold. At a town hall in August, the Corpus Christi congressman said there were enough votes in the House of Representatives to pass articles of impeachment, but he added it was a bad political strategy. Now, most of the political attention in Texas this fall is focused on the race for governor between the likely general election opponents, Democrat Wendy Davis and Republican Greg Abbott. But there's another Republican in the race, and former State Party Chair Tom Pawkin says Abbott's reluctance to answer tough questions gives him an opportunity to be heard. KERA's Shelley Koffler talked with Pawkin about his uphill campaign.
I want to start out by asking the big why question. Why do you think you could become the Republican nominee for governor when Greg Abbott has well over $20 million in the bank for the campaign, and you admittedly have about $400,000?
It is a David versus Goliath task ahead of me. The interesting thing is the message that I have and what I have done on education and a number of other fronts, I think they resonate with people. It's just a question of being able to get the message out. I think it's time for debates between Greg Abbott and myself. I mean, he can't keep going out and hiding from the press, hiding from his opponent. In fact, you know, we've got a very formidable Democratic challenger in this race in Wendy Davis. And I think that the Republicans better wake up, or they could wake up with a nasty surprise. You can't keep going out and hiding and saying the reason to elect me is because I've got so much money. And that's really the major message of Greg Abbott.
You accused him of ducking last week when the issue was in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants who have lived here in Texas and graduated from high school here. General Abbott didn't say how he changed the law, but he said we needed to. What are your thoughts on that policy issue?
Well, I think, you know, you don't give it to people from Oklahoma or Louisiana or neighboring states who might want to come to Texas and go to our state institutions. And I just don't think you should give it to people who are not legally here from other countries.
You are spending a lot of time talking to superintendents, education groups.
Well, really, education is the top priority for me as governor. I guess I was shocked going back into government when Rick Perry asked me to chair the Texas Workforce Commission, because I'd been very involved when I got out of the military and back in Vietnam on the National Advisory Council on Vocational Education. I get down to Austin. We were neglecting, almost denigrating vocational education. So I led an effort, and we've got House Bill 5 passed. Under House Bill 5, there's going to be multiple pathways to a high school degree. So a student interested in college preparatory approach with an emphasis on math and science can get it. Or those that are interested in a career pathway get the basics, but also study. So by the time they get out of high school, they've got an industry-certified credential. It could be certified nursing assistant. It could be as a welder, electrician, pipe fitters.
You said earlier this year that you would tap the rainy day fund, or you would increase the sales tax 0.25% to better fund the public schools. Now, that sounds like something you might hear from a Democrat as opposed to a Republican.
Here's what I said, Shelley. I led the fight against the Robin Hood school finance scheme when Governor Ann Richards tried to put it in with a constitutional amendment back in 1993. And what that does is take local school property taxes from so-called property-rich districts to property-poor districts. So what I would do is eliminate the Robin Hood school finance scheme, which would cut school property taxes by $1.1 billion and provide a comparable increase. It's a 0.25% increase in the sales tax in order to have a steady revenue source for the property poor districts. And it allows local school property taxes to stay local and not be taken away from local districts.
So when you travel across Texas and you ask people to vote for you, what is the one thing you can tell them about Tom Paakin that would exemplify why you're the best candidate?
Well, I'm not afraid to stand up to the power brokers and the insiders. I'm pretty disgusted, like everybody else, with all these politicians. They're great at the sound bites and the talking points, but they don't get anything done. And I think it's time to get things done.
Tom Paakin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Shelley.
That was KERA's Shelley Koffler talking with Republican candidate for governor Tom Paakin. In response, a spokesman for Greg Abbott said there'll be plenty of time for debates once all the candidates get into the race. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on